SBS Radio.
You know, when we think about COVID-19, we in Australia have been very lucky. We in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australia have been super lucky. You know, there's been less than 60 of our mob affected by COVID-19, which is absolutely fantastic. Our remote communities, we've not seen any incidents, with the exception of some areas up in the Kimberleys, where COVID-19 infections took place. But by and large, we've been very lucky, and you know, we need to stay really focused to make sure that we can keep COVID-19 out of our communities and our major population centres, and particularly away from our elders, which are, you know, some of our most vulnerable. But we as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we're very vulnerable because we have what we call comorbidities. We have other diseases and other illnesses that will make us more susceptible to getting COVID-19, or in fact even the flu epidemic, and that's why we've got to be really focused in what we do and make sure that we, you know, we're always conscious that we could get sick, and if we get sick we could die with some of these big infections.
Yeah, and it's quite remarkable because the predictions, just as the pandemic was reaching our shores, it was just predicted that it would wreak havoc in Indigenous communities, and touch wood, none of that those predictions happened.
Yeah, well, no, that's exactly right, and it could very well have happened. But, you know, it's been because we've had very strong leadership within our communities. We've had our communities leading, but we've also had our peak bodies leading this whole process to make sure that we stay safe. And if you look at what's happened in other places around the world, amongst the Navajo Nation in America, we've seen many, many people getting sick and dying there. In South America, Brazil and some of those other South American communities, our indigenous populations down there are really suffering. And in fact, we lost too many people. And, you know, we could see total tribes being wiped out. You know, they don't have the sort of level of support and, you know, medical support and good leadership that's kept us from being affected. But, you know, all we need is one or two people being affected and come home. And then if it's not identified quickly, then we could also have the same problems over here. That's why we've got to be really, really vigilant or very aware that if we do get a cold, if we do, you know, get the sniffles or start coughing, immediately make contact with your AMS or doctor to get tested, because, you know, the earlier we can determine whether we've got COVID or not, the better it is for A, our treatment, but B, to stop the spread of the infection.
I was prompted to call you and have a conversation after I saw your Keep Our Mob Safe campaign. And one thing that stood out for me compared to other doctors is you mentioned the something that you've been championing and campaigning against is Indigenous smoking.
Yeah.
So this really stood out, and I thought, well, no one else is talking about this, so time to talk about this as well.
It is a real big, big concern for us. You know, two things. One is, even before COVID-19, smoking took too many of our people. You know, nearly half of our population smoke, and two in 10 people will die of smoking-related diseases. And smoking has an impact on our heart, our lungs, our diabetes. Almost every cancer can be attributed to smoking. And it's not only whether a person smokes themselves, but it's if they're in the presence of somebody else who smokes, that secondhand smoke, eh? That can also have a big, big impact on us. So we've got to be very, very aware that smoking is not good, and neither is vaping. People think, oh, well, you know, we'll go on to vaping, e-cigarettes, because that's safer, but it won't, because we know around the world we're seeing that our lungs are compromised because people smoke. And so it does affect us. The best bet is to try and give up, and now's a great time to try and give up, especially if you're stuck at home, nothing to do. Get on the line, talk to somebody in Quitline, or download that My Quit Buddy app and listen to the stories that they tell. And there's plenty of support out there, you know, and now's a great time to do it, because we found, you know, what was interesting in England, United Kingdom.
Yeah.
We found that since COVID-19, and they've been talking about people who are affected by smoking, we've seen over 300,000 people starting to attempt to give up smoking. Many of them have been very successful. You know, people around the world can see the impacts. We need to also encourage our mob to give up smoking. And that's what I wanted to say is look, it's hard. It's an addiction. We all know how difficult it is to give up smoking if you've been a smoker. But there's a lot of support out there. We need to encourage each other, you know, to give up smoking, and especially don't smoke where somebody else is, because that can be affected. But not only is it for our health, you know how much money people spend on cigarettes? They can spend $6,000-$8,000 a year on cigarettes, and even more if you smoke a packet a day. Packet a day, you're spending around about $14,000 a year, which is amazing when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because if you're a smoker, you don't even think about it, eh? You think, oh, just another packet of smokes. But it all adds up. And so think about what you can do if you had no extra $5,000 or $10,000 in your pocket. You know, you can take your family for a holiday. You can buy things, presents for your grannies. You can do a lot of things, you know, which is much better than to take 3 minutes to kiss goodbye a $1, $1.20. That's what you're doing when you have a cigarette.
And you're killing yourself slowly.
Yes.
Because smoking is a cause for many other cardiovascular diseases, cancers, and all other nasty things that can happen in one's body. But it occurs slowly, so it's not felt directly. That's why I think many people smoke.
Yeah, I know. And look, I was a smoker many, many years ago. I gave up 40-odd years ago. When I was 1977, I gave up. So, yeah, however long ago that was.
Yeah.
Long time, anyhow.
Yeah.
And, it was hard at the time, but boy, after you give up and you go, oh, why did I ever smoke?
it is so
hard. So, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, no doubt. Think about our health. Think about our futures. Think about, you know, we want to be around when our young'uns start to grow up and lead a long life, you know, and that's the important bit about it.
That's a good motivation.
But, you know what happens? The other problem is, that if smoking doesn't kill you, it could really affect your whole lifestyle. And especially if you have emphysema or one of your lung problems, can you imagine what it's like if you can only take, 10 or 15 steps and you've got to stop and have a breather because you can't breathe, or you've got to cart around a oxygen bottle because your lungs can't feed themselves with oxygen. You know, we want to enjoy ourselves, you know, as black fellas, we're dying too young. We've just got to really, really think about it. And look, support our kids, because our kids support us. They're understanding a lot more. And we see that a lot less kids are smoking now than they were in the past. And a lot of people are giving up. So it's not a really totally bad news story because nothing's happening. It is. People are giving up, particularly in cities and that. When we get out bush, it's harder, you know, more of our mob are smoking, and so we've got to stop it. And, you know, one of the other things that we don't think about enough, too, is if you're, you know, pregnant, you should really not smoke, because that not only affects your health, it affects the baby's health, you know, and so when they're born, they're already born with an addiction, and they're already born with potential to get asthma or other respiratory problems. So, you know, we've got to do it for our future, and that's a good thing. And that also means that our partners have got to remember that they shouldn't be smoking, full stop. But if they are going to smoke, don't smoke next to your, pregnant partner or children.
And this Sunday is actually 31st of May is a special day dedicated to fighting, raising awareness about this scourge.
Every year on the 31st of May, across the world, we have World No Tobacco Day. And each year it's a different theme. Last year was all about lung cancer. This year the whole theme across the world is saying, don't let the tobacco companies fool you and get you to keep on smoking. Our young fellas, don't believe all the stuff that's out there about, yes, you know, vaping or e-cigarettes is safer than smoking. It probably is safer, but it's not safe. It may be safer than smoking tobacco, but it's still going to have an impact on your lungs. And the thing is about vaping is that the research is already showing that people around the world have got lung problems because of it, but there's still not enough research to talk about the long-term impacts. Be very cautious. But the whole thing is, tobacco companies, they're not out there because they love us. They're out there because they want to sell more tobacco. It earns so much money for them. So, you know, we've got to remember that a lot of BS is promoted around, you know, from tobacco companies and supporters.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.